in new music. This is the Lamech Live Showcase.
And so to a place which is full of wires and engineers battling with the finest roll-ups known to man. Across to our legendary Maid of Ale studios, we can welcome Amanda and Brian, the Dresden Dolls. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Now, when I met you on your last trip, Brian had only been in the country for about 3 days and had already caught an old-fashioned British cold. Are you fit this time?
Oh, wait.
Come a little closer, my son. I can't hear you. I'm dying.
Yes, I've still got it. It's a record cold that's going on, what, I think 3.5 months. Congratulations, England.
How was your European tour? Because you're in the UK and then you're going off around to various places.
The European tour has been absolutely
wretched,
fantastic. This is the last few run of shows that we've been doing for the past few weeks, and then we're on our way to Australia and New Zealand.
Are you really? There is almost something quite European about the sound. Do you think?
That's certainly what people say. I think the fact that that it's piano and drums versus anything else in drums, guitar and drums, for instance, gives it that sort of feel, because those are the sort of traditional theater cabaret instruments.
Mm.
And definitely there's that influence in the music too. There's the kind of musical theater Kurt Weill influence in a couple of the songs.
I did see you raving about some of the dates on your website. But what were the audiences like? Have you started having people coming along in, you know, fancy costumes yet, or face paint?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Oh yeah.
All of the above. Huh?
It's pretty funny. There's the people that come dressed like us, the people who come with extremely elaborate designs and facial piercings and string hair and things like that, and other people that just come to perform, and other people that just come and hang out in their regular street clothes, and they're all welcome.
And are they dressed like that in the queue outside, or do they dash into the toilets?
The line is usually the most beautiful part, because they're all like visible and illuminated.
I think so.
I sometimes head out there with my video camera and just like take the line.
I was going to say, that's what we want to see on your website, is just famous Dresden Dolls queues from around the world outside the gigs. That'd be brilliant.
Well, we have a page up on the website called The Closet, where we're just starting to put photographs that I've been taking on tour of people's costumes and stuff. It looks very cool.
Excellent. To be encouraged, I think. We'll talk a little bit more later, but what are you going to start with for us tonight?
We're going to start with Good Day, which is the first track on the album.
Oh, this is one of the things we'll be talking about later. But first, live on Radio 1, it is Dresden Dolls.
Even though you knew it from the start, you
pain and misery. You are inflicting on the others.
First track tonight, live from the Maida Vale studios from Dresden Dolls, and we will be back with them in a couple of records time.
This is Le Mac live. The definitive.
Okay. Before that, back to the Maida Vale studios, our special guests tonight, the Dresden Dolls. How many of your songs hint at, I don't know, the strength and almost fragility of the human psyche?
I'd like to think all of them.
Excellent.
that's a lie, but I don't know, at least half of them, something like that.
Because it does seem that there's an interest in sort of people's emotional makeup. Is that true?
Well, I mean, songwriting's an interesting thing because you basically are, at least for me, I write about the things that are going on around me, and generally only the conflicts, not the good things. Just like, you know, writing about a dark, stormy night is a lot more inspiring than writing about the sunny day, because on the sunny day you actually want to go out and enjoy it, you know, not stay inside and reflect on it.
Go back to the opening track from tonight, Good Day, which actually means bad day, doesn't it? Or it sounds
well,
like
no, it actually doesn't. That's the thing, is that it's really easy to hear a lot of these songs as if, you know, they're really kind of slip my wrists, woe is me sort of songs, but they're really not. That song, I think Brian remembers when I wrote that song. We had just started the band like a few months before that, and I went through this really intense breakup, and the guy that the song is directed to just was so down on me and was so down on the band and just didn't want to hear it. Wasn't excited about all the stuff that was happening. And it was just, you know, it was in the vein of that Gloria Gaynor I Will Survive song. That's why I quoted it in the middle of the song. I was like, this is totally the updated version of Oh, capital!
Yeah, it touches on a lot of those issues where people sort of want to keep you down even though you're doing good for yourself.
Or especially if you're doing good for yourself.
You see, that makes me feel a bit reassured because if you listen to, as you say, on the surface of the album, if you're listening to it for the first time, you might get the impression that you're a bit of a mood swinger, Amanda. You might have a tendency to sulk just a tad.
That's the funny thing. I'm actually...
I should be asking Brian this, shouldn't I? Brian, does she sulk?
Oh, this is totally unfair. What are you doing to me?
You should not ask him today of all days.
Okay.
Drag out stock answer number 184-A.
No.
All artists are actually sensitive.
Thank you very much. It's very good. And there's a career as a politician awaiting you. But you know what I mean, though? On the surface, then, there's two levels.
I think this is what I've found about this, is that I used to be, when I was a teenager and through college, I was incredibly moody and depressed a lot. And then when I got into my 20s and I sort of got my head together and adjusted myself, when I'm in my home environment and I'm really have control over my life, and things are basically just going along and I can be as impulsive as I want to. Mm. I'm actually constantly shocking people that I meet because they really know me through my work that I'm very, very well adjusted and pretty even tempered. Being out on tour has changed that because I don't get any of the things that I need at home. I don't get any privacy. I don't get any time to make any music or make any art, and it's really started. Brian and I have been completely driving each other crazy on the road for those reasons. We're actually both very moody, and we, you know, we swing up and down, and we, you know, drive each other nuts that way.
Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
If it hadn't got that mood swing. Tell you what, we'll go through the tour dates which you got this week, and also plug the website again because it's worth it. But another song from your first. What are you going to do next?
We are getting to Coin Operated Boy, which is the current single.
Excellent. It's Dresden Dolls live on Lamac Live.
Coin Operated Boy, sitting on the shelf. He is just a toy, but I turn him on and he comes to life. Automatic joy, that is what I want. A coin operated boy, made of plastic and elastic. He is rugged and long lasting. Who could ever, ever ask for more? Love without complications galore. Many shapes and weights to choose from. To prove it, I'm dying.
imagine any flesh and blood would be his match. Experienced with girls, but I know he feels like a boy should feel. Isn't that the point? That is why I want a coin-operated boy with a pretty coin-operated voice, saying that he loves me, that he's thinking of me, straight and to the point. That is why I want a coin operated boy.
Don't worry, we will put it top of your Christmas list. We have these texts and emails in so far. Sophie in Plymouth says, Dresden Dolls, wow, where can I find the lyrics for the first song? On the website, are they? There's
definitely
a lot of lyrics on the lyrics.
www.dresdendolls.com, and there's tons and tons and tons of stuff on the website.
Yeah, it's wonderfully atmospheric, that. My goodness, who is this? Gorgeous voice, tiny hairs on the back of my neck are tingling. That's from Ollie in the Isle of Wight. And absolutely loves Dresden Dolls. The album is fantastic. Any chance they're coming to Scotland, says Claire in Glasgow. Next time round, maybe?
Yeah, I hope so. I really wish to make it to Edinburgh and Glasgow. And I want to go up to my homestead of the Isle of Skye and play for the natives and the sheep and the, you know.
I hope you don't get seasick on the way.
But we are playing we're playing tomorrow night in London, the 8th in Manchester at the Life Cafe, and the 9th. Few days from now in Birmingham at the Madison Bar.
The Madison Bar, which hopefully the gig which I'm going to as well. So we'll see you there at the end of the tour.
Great.
And so what else should we make sure? Yeah, the website again is dresdendolls.com.
There's one little thing I wanted to plug, which is we've got a download of a song that we've been playing on tour lately. It's War Pigs. It's the
Black
song.
Sabbath
the Black Sabbath song. And it's on www.whipit.com, and I think it's pretty much a UK thing, because it's not out in the US, but it's a live recording from a show in Boston that we did several months ago, and it's really great, so people should check that out as well.
Thank you for that word from our sponsors. We'll be right back with the music any second. No, that's easy. Do have a listen to that as well, because if you can't, we'll try and play it on next week's show, the version of War Pigs.
Great.
Available for download today. What are you going to finish with, Dresden Dolls?
We're going to finish with the short, sweet, and incredibly schizophrenic girl anachronism.
Fantastic. Listen, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for coming in to this. It's London tomorrow, Manchester on Wednesday, Birmingham, the Medicine Bar on Thursday. Those are the dates. This is the band live on Radio 1 for the final time tonight. It is the Dresden Dolls.
Thank you so much, Steve. It was great to play here.
Thank you.
From the scars on my arms and the cracks in my hips and the dents in my car and the blisters on my lips that I'm not the carefulest of girls. You can tell from the glass on the floor and the seams that are breaking, and I keep on breaking more, and it looks like I am shaking, but it's just the temperature. Then again, if it were any colder, I would disengage. If I were any older, I would actually admit that I don't think you believe me. It's not the way I'm meant to be, it's just the way the operation made me. You can tell from the state of my room that they let me up too soon, and the pills that I ate came a couple weeks too late, and I've got some issues to work through. There I go again, pretending to be you, make believing that I have a soul beneath the surface, trying to convince you it was accidentally on purpose. I am not so serious, this passion is a plagiarism. I might join a century, but only on a rare occasion. Taking out the liver, pizza in, behold the
attention just encourages her.
You can tell from the full body cast that you're sorry that she was. So you did everything you could like any decent person would. But I might be catching, so don't you stop believing you're immune to gravity and stuff. Just get me wet, the bandages will all come off. You can tell from the smoke and the stink that the current stink is critical. The day, it's just the way the medication makes her. Yeah. I don't necessarily believe that it's a cure for this, so I must show you such a limit on the other death again. Super precarious, remote, it's a cesarean. Now the words is accident, I am the girl anachronism. I am the girl anachronism. I am the girl, I am the girl, I am the girl, I am the girl anachronism.
One of my favourite new discoveries of the year. If you'd like to hear that set again, the show will be online for the next 7 days, bbc.co.uk/radio1. And that's website address again, if you would like to download the Dresden Dolls version of Black Sabbath's classic War Pigs, which is available as of today. It'll cost you 79p from www.whippit, that's WIPPIT.com. Thank you very much to the Dresden Dolls at our Maida Vale studios. Next up, this is Black Samurai.